confidence, experience, maturity, passion, vision, commitment, optimism, and as he said, you can't plan for anything. He alluded to an old saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. So I think Pat is very open to where he can take this team. He's going to have full support from ownership. I think the players are going to respond to him once they get to spend time with him. They're going to really appreciate and look forward to working with a great leader, a great new head coach.
Sometimes when you interview someone for a candidate for a spot, it's as much as they want you or you want them. That has to be kind of on the same level to make it happen. How long did it take for you to figure out that he was committed to being a Giant?
If you look at it as a first date, we felt we want him, and I really got the sense from Pat that he wanted us. The chemistry was terrific, and it was immediate. And when you feel that kind of chemistry, instinctively you know that, you know, this is someone to spend more time with, to take seriously, to get to know. And during the process of getting to know Pat, it became more and more obvious that he was the guy for us. And the commitment he has made to us is, in my opinion, 100%. I think he is. I think he's going to take his position, the responsibility we have given him as the head coach, and do great things with this team starting this morning.
Steve, the gentleman kept on calling Pat an adult. What does that mean to you?
From Gettleman, it means a lot. Pat is very adult, and he's very mature, and he has the experience. Personally, I appreciate the confidence and the passion and the commitment to the team, to the players he's going to be working with, to the coaches he's going to bring in, and the coaches he uses in the building. And I think the fans, who are, you know, tough in this market, are going to really respond to Pat's focus and passion to turn this team around. And I think it's all going to be, you know, the proof is going to be in the pudding. But I'm very, very confident that we got the right guy, and very, very happy and optimistic.
What are you hoping happens with the future of the Eli in the quarterback position here now that you have sort of the key pieces, the figures in place?
Well, Pat said this morning, you know, I think Pat spoke for himself. He certainly is looking forward to working with Eli. He believes in Eli. The references he made to Eli's future are solid, very optimistic. And I think Pat and Eli, as they develop a relationship and get to know each other, it's going to be great. I believe today, standing here this morning, that Eli is going to start the 2018 season as the Giants quarterback.
We didn't get a chance to hear from you when all that was going on. Just what were your thoughts on how everything was handled last season with Eli?
I think there were some things that were mishandled. I don't want to sort of relitigate what happened last season. I think bringing Pat in as the head coach is going to turn around a lot of things. And Pat's experience with quarterbacks is invaluable. I know Eli's very excited and very optimistic to start working with Pat, and certainly Pat's very optimistic about spending time with Eli, being his head coach. With Pat's experience with quarterbacks, it's got to make Eli very excited. And I think Eli looks at new leadership, and his role in it is going to be terrific.
Steve, how comfortable did you feel handing the reins of this football team over to Pat?
Very comfortable. You know, no buyer's remorse, no second thoughts. Once John, Dave, Kevin, and I got to really get a sense of who Pat is as a human being, as a man, as a head coach, as a father, as an adult, it was a very, I don't want to say easy decision, because easy makes it sound like we didn't, you know, spend a lot of time talking about it, thinking about it. We thought a lot about it. We discussed a lot about it. but it's the right decision, and I am 100% confident we got the right guy, and I'm very excited where he's going to take this team and look forward to, as one of the owners, learning from his leadership and his maturity.
Two more questions for Mr. Fish.
This side of the room.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah. Pat talked about his impatience. He said his level of impatience is equal with the fans. Where's ownership's level of patience with this situation right now?
It's day one. Patient, but I don't anticipate that we're going to become impatient. I think Pat is going to hit the ground running. He certainly has led all of us to believe that. He's taking his job very seriously. Walking into this building yesterday for the first time, going around the entire building, introducing himself to everybody in the building, that's a great sign. I mean, the evidence is there that this is a mature, responsible, passionate leader. And I personally can't wait for the players to meet him, for him to put a full staff together. It's a new day, and it's very exciting.